Good morning. We are beginning our newest series, The Imperfect Christmas, where we are courageously embracing our flaws. Thanksgiving is over, and now we're barreling headfirst into Christmas. As Claire talked about, the pressure to have and provide the perfect Christmas is tangible and real. We need to have the perfect tree. We'll work on that later. Host the best parties, send the picture-perfect Christmas card, give the present that everybody wants, and if we don't, we feel like we have failed Christmas. We have somehow ruined this holiday that is supposed to be perfect. And we can tear ourselves down during what is supposed to be, as the song says, the most wonderful time of the year. Last Christmas was Josh and my first Christmas as a married couple. And I thought, oh, I'm a wife now. So I felt this pressure to have and create the most picture-perfect Christmas ever. And we were hosting his family. So the pressure was even bigger. And let me tell you, things did not go exactly according to plan. So I had planned to serve pot roast at this dinner. And I had triple and double checked, made sure everything was in there correctly. And in my double and, yes, triple checking, I had bumped up against the crock pot. And I turned it off. I went to check on it about an hour later, and it was ice cold. And I thought, oh my gosh. Okay. So I quickly put it, fixed it, thinking, thank God. Okay. The one crisis has been averted. I knew something was going to go wrong, so I figured I got that out of the way. Everything else was going to go really smoothly. Until I got ready to put the rolls in the oven because I wanted to take them out and have them be warm and light golden brown, you know, fresh out of the oven. Picture perfect, right? So when the timer went off for the rolls at first, they weren't done at all. So I thought, okay, I'll put them back in for a few minutes. I didn't set another timer. So when I finally remembered that the rolls were still in the oven, they were very, very brown. And Josh's brother and sister-in-law brought a pie for us. And I had forgotten to ask if it should be refrigerated. And so after we had eaten, after we had opened all of our gifts, and our stomachs were finally ready for dessert, I said, hey, what kind of pie is this? And his sister goes, French silk. And I went, oh, no. So we had some really good chocolate pudding instead of pie. We had a wonderful time together as a family that day. And it was a day that will hold dear to our hearts and a day that we can laugh about now. But there was still, and still is, a small voice in my head that continues to say, Liz, you could have done better. Liz, you should have done better. Now, in order for us to lean into the imperfect Christmas, in order for us to courageously embrace all of our flaws, we have to first name the pressure that we feel. We have to first name the weight of expectations that we carry, and we have to name the one thing that is over it all. Shame. Shame is that voice in our head saying two things. You are not good enough. And who do you think you are? Brené Brown is a research professor at the University of Houston. She has written 5 best-selling books. Her TED Talk on vulnerability is one of the most viewed TED Talks ever, and now she even has a Netflix series. And Dr. Brown has spent years studying vulnerability, courage, worthiness, and yes, shame. She defines shame in this way. Shame is the intensely painful feeling or experience of believing that we are flawed and therefore unworthy of love, belonging, and connection. We all feel and experience shame in many parts of our lives, from wondering if we measure up to others in our jobs or in our school, to doing what we can to hide our flaws from even our nearest and dearest friends and family, because if they really knew who we are afraid they would run away. And we begin to only focus on our own flaws and talk to ourselves like we are worthless and not worth loving. The shame we experience is not just in our daily lives. It is also what happens in this place. Shame can also be experienced here. The voice of shame can even penetrate the life of faith, even the church. We can find ourselves thinking, you are not good enough to be loved by God. Who do you think you are to pray to God today? And we respond to all of this shame, all of this weight, all of this pressure by trying to push just a little bit farther, because if we do, we can make it. We respond by spending more money that we really don't have on gifts that we actually don't really need. We hide our shame deep inside of our souls, burying it so deep so that no one can ever see it. We feel broken. We feel beat down. We feel ashamed. Brothers and sisters in Christ, God hears the cries of our hearts, and it is exactly in the middle of our broken, shame-filled, and imperfect world that Jesus comes. For the Word became flesh and lived among us. Jesus comes not because we are perfect, but because we are imperfect, because we are broken, because we are beat down, because we live in a world that's full of sin. Jesus comes because we feel the power of shame. And Jesus is God's response to those things, to our brokenness, to our sin, and to our shame. Jesus is God's love made perfect in our imperfect world. Jesus is truly God with us, Emmanuel. For the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There is nowhere where the light of Christ cannot shine. There is no person that Jesus cannot reach. There is no shame that the love of God cannot overcome. We have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. There is nothing you can do to outrun God's love for you. There is nothing you can do to change God's grace for you. There is nothing you can do that will make God love you less, even not having the perfect Christmas tree. This week, as you begin this series, I want to challenge you to notice, as you feel yourselves getting caught in the pressures of this season, as you feel yourselves getting caught in feeling like you're not enough or who do you think you are, I want you to say to yourself, Jesus is coming, not because I am perfect, but because his love is perfect. Let's embrace our flaws and embrace those places that God shows up in big and small ways, not just today, but every day. Let's embrace the imperfect Christmas. Let's pray. Gracious God, you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to destroy the power of sin and shame. Help us cling to that promise and that truth so that everything that tries to distract and overtake us can just fall away and we can focus solely on you and your love for the world. Be with us this Advent season as we embrace our flaws and realize it is not about us being perfect. It is about your perfect love coming into the world. Amen.